Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us as we've got the conclusion of this series down in San Diego. If the Giants can win today, they'll take this season series in San Diego 2 years in a row, and they haven't done that for a number of years. So a little more incentive today to get another win, especially for Bumgarner. Eric Sogard was scratched from the Toronto lineup, and he was traded. Toronto is playing Tampa Bay, so who did he get traded to? Not the Giants, not the Cubs, to the Tampa Bay Rays. So he changed locker rooms. He walked across and saw his new team getting shut out by Toronto. Bruce Jenkins, how do you like that story?
What happened to Joey Wendell? Isn't he the second baseman over there?
Who knows? Who knows what they're doing?
Yeah.
Who knows? But the Rays, who are just getting killed, and they're falling out of this thing, they get Sogard, and it sounded like the Cubs, well, it was maybe Zobrist is coming back for the Cubs, but heck, for the Giants, he was a legitimate hitter, and it couldn't take too much to get him, and they whiffed.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a gigantic difference maker. I mean, personally, I'd be fine, you know, going with Panic there. But the really interesting team to me, Marty, is the Yankees. They've just been absolutely shredded by the Red Sox in this entire series. Their pitching staff has really been hammered. Sabathia's got a bad knee. You know, they're going to be in play for somebody, Bumgarner or Bauer or Syndergaard or who knows what. But it'd be very interesting to see what they do. That big lead is shrinking a little bit. You never know. The Red Sox just keep winning.
Well, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, there's no quit in 1978 when the Yankees chased the Red Sox down. We've seen the Red Sox chase the Yankees down numerous times. Even, you know, the great legendary races in 1949 and blah, 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 and all those times. But the Yankees, what I said earlier today, and it's something I'm sure you've written about and you talk about, and that is there are certain teams that have to do something, and they're very quiet because they're going to be in. There's no question they're going to be in.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got to do something. Houston needs bullpen people. There's no question. They need a starting pitcher, too. The Yankees, as you said, absolutely have to get some. They may need two starting pitchers.
I know.
At this rate. Milwaukee, the Cubs, St. Louis, everybody who's really got a shot needs something. And everyone's just waiting.
Yeah, and it's going to be so interesting because – there's a possibility the Giants don't do anything tremendously dramatic, but some of the teams ahead of them, like you say, the Cubs or Milwaukee, who knows? That's basically a six-team race for two wild card spots the way it looks right now, and the Giants are at the bottom of it. It's only 2.5 games back, but, you know, if the Cubs do something dramatic, it's really going to affect that race, and the Giants, that's the race they've got day in.
Well, and the other thing is you look at Washington.
Yeah,
Washington's very much in it, and Scherzer's got a little bit of a back issue right now, but it's only muscular. But they're going to be in it. Their bullpen is the worst in the league. They have to do something.
If they get I didn't mention Washington just because I'm so impressed with their talent, the lineup they put out there, and assuming that Scherzer's healthy. But yeah, I mean, if they can help get some help in relief, because eventually you get through the whole wild card thing, and then you're going to be up against the really good, the Dodgers in Houston and the Yankees and like that, and you got to be loaded.
Well, Farhan's got a lot on his plate, but I mean, if he's a poker player, he's playing poker right now.
Oh man!
And somebody is going to pay dearly for some pitching, and this is the best postseason pitcher who's active, who's out there, and I got to think that his phone is going to ring and. He's got to start scrambling around with Bumgarner to figure out, does he want to go? How does he make it work? You know, you can't do this at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need any more evidence. Like, today's going to determine, I wouldn't think, what teams feel about him. I mean, it's pretty evident what kind of character he has and what kind of history he has. And he's still very, very good and would be a tremendous addition. But in a way, they almost do have to go right down to the wire because somebody could jump in right when you think, well, we're not trading him, and they come in with an offer that's so good, and all of a sudden you're playing a different game of poker now.
That's the deal, and that's what's going to happen. And, you know, the other thing is, and you know, the Giants are in good shape, believe it or not, in this wild card, because Atlanta, Washington, Philadelphia, the Mets, they're playing each other all the time.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to keep losing. Someone's going to win and lose. All the Giants have to do is win series. In the Central, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, Cincinnati is all of a sudden. Alex Wood's getting hit a little bit today, but he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh's losing seven straight, but, you know, that's not going to go on forever. They're going to start beating each other. And if the Giants, who have 23 games left in the West, 34 out of the division, if they can keep plodding along and win series the way they're doing it, they're going to creep up and create. It's not going to be in one day or 2 days. It's going to take 2 weeks. But if you start creeping up within 2 weeks, they're going to be right there if they play their cards right.
Yeah, the Giants, you know, you get a game like last night, it's like, oh, geez, well, you know, what's going to happen now? But, you know, the big picture is good for them. They do play good ball, and, I just don't see them losing 12 out of 15 and just becoming irrelevant, you know, over a 2 or 3 week period. And you're right, they should definitely hold their own within the division. I think they've got an edge on all those teams except for the Dodgers, and they play the Dodgers great. So it's going to be so interesting. I just love how many teams are involved, and we're not really talking about teams, you know, tanking and all this. There's a couple of them, but there's more going on than that. It's very healthy.
And I think he's got to add a little bit. I think the offense, as we're looking at it, it's prone to do what it's done the last few days, more so than what they did in Colorado, Milwaukee.
Sure, yeah.
So I think he's got to seriously add, and it's going to take some engine, you know, real ingenious moves on his part to do it, because my question to you is the fan base. I mean, you know, they're in it. This is San Francisco. These aren't the White Sox of 1997. You know, this is where if you're in it, we're going for it. You can't tell these people sorry. So they're going to have to get some names back that make sense. And I think that's his biggest issue. But what a predicament for Farhan. He gets a job late November, doesn't know what to do with the whole organization. Doesn't have a general manager. Billy Owens should be hired today.
I know.
Then he's got Larry Bear's incident. And now he's got spring training with 10,000 tryouts coming in and out. He starts a season with Connor Joe that's a disaster. And all of a sudden, the team can't win at all. They're getting killed. And then they start winning.
And the fans told you how bad it was.
Yeah, and then now he starts winning.
They told you how good it is, and you don't want to spoil that.
No. What a job he's got. How about his little timeline?
Well, I can't even imagine it. I really can't. I try to put myself in his place, and it's almost a 50-50 deal in terms of, oh, we're just going to keep this team and go for it and be in the race all the way to September, or, you know, is the realistic view to move some guys and keep building the farm system? It's tough, and it's interesting. You know, Baseball America periodically rates the farm systems, and the Giants have been way, way down at the bottom for a long time, and the most recent one, they're 15th. They're middle of the road, and if they decide to restock this farm system more with this trading deadline, they're going to have a damn good farm system all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's looking like the offers are going to get better.
Yeah, oh, they will. Yeah.
The offers are going to get better, and that's going to be Henry said it. Henry said he was on yesterday. He thought things are going to start happening tomorrow because you have a 48-hour window to negotiate with somebody.
Right.
Especially if it's someone like Bumgarner, can you sign him? You know, how do you deal with his no trade vetoes and all that stuff? So Henry said tomorrow things should start happening. That was his opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
So we'll see what goes with that. But how about Paul Goldschmidt, Bruce? And I was waiting to talk to you about this because we get to say one of those names from the 50s. He's homered in six straight games.
Yeah.
And of course,
isn't Rocky Colavito one of those guys?
No. I just had Mark Sommer on about Rocky Colavito.
I know you were talking about him today, and I'm sure you talked about it a lot. But to me, to trade the American League home run leader for the American League batting champion, that's a hell of an interesting trade.
Well, it would be like trading Kristen Yelich for Jeff McNeil. You know what I mean? It would be like saying to Milwaukee, well, I know you like Yelich, but I'm sorry. He's going to the Mets for Jeff McNeil because he's going to hit 340 with eight home runs.
Goldschmidt, just when I was looking at it a couple weeks ago, I thought the Cardinals seemed like they weren't really getting the Goldschmidt they thought they were going to get, and that's all gone now. He could homer in the next six, you know. And the Giants know all about what it means to be up against a team that he's on, and how just that one guy. I mean, how dearly the Giants would like to have a slugger like that. It would just take one to make a huge difference. But you got to love the Cardinals now because of the way he's going.
Well, he's hit homers six straight games. The record is eight. Mm-hmm. And it was originally done, and I do remember this, with Dale Long.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Of the Pirates. I remember him doing it. I could see the headline in the New York Daily News, Long homers, eight straight games. I could just see it on the back page.
Mm-hmm.
And then Don Mattingly did it.
Yeah.
And Griffey did it.
Right.
And that's the record. So he's got six, and he faces a lefty, Wade Miley, today. And we'll see what he does. So that's one to follow.
Yeah.
So the other thing is ESPN did a good thing on 30 teams and 30 bad deals at the deadline. So I just thought I'd run the giant bad deal that they put in the list for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is July 21st, 1995. Dave Berber, Mark Portugal, and Darren Lewis to the Reds for Deion Sanders, Scott Service, John Roper, Dave McCarty, and Ricky Pickett.
Really, and Ricky Pickett, really the key to it all.
Yeah. Who I must tell you, I don't remember him.
I don't either. Never heard the name. Wilson Pickett. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know. Dave McCarty, we know. John Roper, I thought he was on Three's Company. But Scott Service was the pitcher.
Yeah.
And then Deion Sanders didn't stay with the Giants very long, and he returned to the Reds in 97. So that's the one they have for them.
Well, that's not one I would have thought of. But Deion Sanders was such an interesting evolved player. He's pretty much like a meteor going across the sky. But the way he ran the bases, he flirted with looking like he could be a 300 hitter and running down the balls. Just an amazing athlete. I'll never forget him being helicoptered into the World Series. it was during football season with the Atlanta Falcons, and the Braves were in it. And here comes Deion, you know, to join the baseball party out of nowhere.
Well, I was thinking of two-way players, and, you got, of course, Bo Jackson. But Deion Sanders, I mean, he had a good baseball career.
Well, he was a real ball player. He really was. I mean, especially because, like I say, he just came in out of nowhere and instantly looked great. But he had everything it took. He had the instincts. He was a ball hawk. He looked like he could hit around 300, and on the bases, just forget about it. I mean, he's as fast a runner as anyone has ever been in the big leagues. And, first to third, he's like Willie Wilson or Willie Davis or whoever you want to mention. And it just didn't last very long, but, man, what a treat.
Yeah, it didn't. And as a football player, he didn't tackle very good. Didn't he sort of two-hand touch?
He wasn't into the collisions. He was so great that in terms of covering people where you don't even have to touch him if you're really good. You know, he was as good as they got. If a running back broke free and it was only Deion, that could be tough.
yeah, funny, but that was the trade, so Deion Sanders. But he did turn out to be a good baseball player. So what do you think? What does Farhan do, Bruce? How do you
I think we're all a little bit guessing. I think he keeps Bumgarner, and I think he trades with Smith. I think there's going to be some terrific offers for him. That are going to be something that would be too tough to ignore. Now, you know, to be able to replace Smith with the guys they have could be done. That they've got several candidates who could do it. You know, Dyson could do it. Moronta could do it. Melanson could do it. But nobody's doing it like Will Smith. I mean, it's just, especially if you're facing a couple lefties, the game's just over.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think he's going to get an offer for Bumgarner that's going to blow him away. I really do.
If that happens, and one or two of the players that they're getting, you instantly think, oh, well, of course. You know, as opposed to a guy in Double-A that it looks really, really good, that all the insiders know about but the fans don't know about, and may not be up with the club right away, and they take a little bit of a dive. That hurts. But, yeah, I get you. I mean, you can't, like I was saying, you can't assume that you're going to keep Bumgarner until you know all the offers that are out there. I just have a hard time seeing him going right now.
I know. Believe me. And, you know, it could be just the opposite. I'm just guessing. But the Yankees are so desperate, and when they're desperate, and the Red Sox are the team chasing them. See, if the Red Sox were in last place and the Yankees were struggling, all right, well, we'll deal with what we have to deal with. But if they get overtaken by Boston,
because
they don't have pitching, so I think they've got that Garcia is their number one prospect. They've got Clint Frazier.
Yeah, I like Frazier.
They've got people. They've got people, and that people that the Giants need. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. But it's going to be an interesting couple of days for sure.
Is.
Well, that's the story. So Bumgarner today against the Padres. And Giants need a little bit of hitting. They do. They need a couple of bats to be a little bit more consistent. And I think that hopefully that's what he will try to go after.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've got, the young pitching really looks pretty good. I mean, you know, it's rocky road time sometimes for Beattie and Sean Anderson, but I think they've basically got what it takes to be big league starters. Rodriguez is like that. You know, Cueto, he could come back and pitch forever. Who knows? He could be like Louis Dion.
Yeah.
You know, and they always seem to, the bullpen is, even without Will Smith, is very good. So, yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Hey, have a great trip home. I know you're down in L.A., and I hope everything went well with you.
Yeah,
and
it really did. Yeah, it was great. We're looking forward to driving home today.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you'll be writing a lot this week. I can't wait to see what your analysis is after Wednesday. But this is going to be the most interesting trade deadline in SF baseball history. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, it's right there. It's such a 50-50 deal, but it's a turning point. We'll see if they actually in the corner.
All right. Have a great trip back. Thanks, Bruce.
Marty.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins. He's down in L.A. for family matters. So we'll look forward to having Bruce up here next weekend. All right. More coming up. We've got a couple of things going. 808-KMBR if you want to call in. And we've got a little bit of time. And we'll deal with it when we come back right after this.